Mr. Plasternauts presents. The Boy with the World's Tallest Hair. Story by Muntari Glunk. Narrated by Nicholas McGaughey. Cuthbert Cringeworthy was never happy with his hair. He couldn't understand why it was always so short. No matter what he did with it, it just wouldn't grow. "Oh, how I wish I had big hair," sighed Cuthbert. But Cuthbert was in no mood to give up on his wish. So he developed what he called the Wig Blitz formula. When it was ready, Cuthbert fed his formula into a special Blitz can and sprayed a small amount of Blitz liquid onto his short hair. Then he stared into his bedroom mirror. Nothing happened. So he stared some more. Still, nothing happened. In a fit of anger, Cuthbert sprayed the entire formula onto his short hair. Then he stomped off to bed in a sulk. When Cuthbert woke the next morning, he got up, plodded straight towards his bedroom door, and went to walk onto the landing. But he couldn't pass under the door frame. "What's wrong with my head?" Cuthbert said to himself. He plodded back to his mirror to have a look and... "Oh! My Wig Blitz formula, it worked!" shouted Cuthbert. It was then that he noticed a message on a piece of paper that was stuck to the side of his special Blitz can. He was in a hurry, so he quickly unstuck the piece of paper and put it in his pocket to read later. Cuthbert's hair kept growing and growing and growing upwards. In fact, his hair was soon so tall that it reached record-busting proportions. Before long, Cuthbert Cringeworthy became known throughout the whole world as the Boy with the World's Tallest Hair. Cuthbert's hair was so tall that when he went to sleep at night, he had to push it up into a pipe that was fixed above his bed. And when he walked around the house, his hair constantly brushed against the ceilings. One day, when Cuthbert looked in his mirror, he couldn't believe his eyes. Staring back at him were four creepily, crawly creatures.
"Oh, hello, Cuthbert,"
said the creepily, crawly creatures. They were living in Cuthbert's hair. So now, everyone began to ask them,
"What's it like in there?"
And one by one, the creepily crawly creatures would reply. Mr. Waspy Whittleby would say,
"I find it very spacious. I give Cuthbert's hair 5 stars.
Mr. Antsy Barnstool would remark,
"Oh, yes. Newspaper in the morning and fantastic views. Ha, ha, I say."
Miss Beezy Fusard would add,
"Oh, I tell you, it's the best hairpiece around."
Miss Spider Rimgard would declare,
"Well, I'm bringing the whole family down here for a holiday."
Cuthbert soon had an entire colony of creepily crawly creatures living in his hair. They built skyscrapers, hotels, shops. They even built a spiral railway to travel around on. The creepily crawly creatures were out of control. It was then that Cuthbert remembered the message on his special Blitz can. He quickly pulled the piece of paper out of his trouser pocket. The message read, "Not all wishes are good wishes." Signed, Mr. Mooncakes.
"Oh, I wish I had short hair again," sighed Cuthbert.
But there is an old saying, what goes up must come down. And in Cuthbert's case, well...
Suddenly, his hair began to bend to one side, and it snapped off.
All the creepily-crawly creatures tumbled out, followed by the skyscrapers, the hotels, the shops, and the spiral railway. The creepily-crawly creatures were furious. Cuthbert went from being the boy with the world's tallest hair to the boy with the world's shortest hair. But he didn't care. Now that his hair was short again, that was the way he wished to keep it.
The end.